Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a very special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And yes, it is Monday. Thank you very much, Flip. I made a mistake when I said that, because I was looking at a calendar. Shouldn't have done it. My eyes caught a calendar, and I was looking at something for tomorrow, thinking it was today. But anyway, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. We appreciate everybody and everything, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now I'm looking at the right calendar. Okay. I got an email here from Fred down in Sarasota, and he's asking us a question, so I'll try to address it, and maybe we can give him an answer. He says, what are we doing with military presence in other people's affairs? When I hear the phrase, we're training their forces and providing equipment, really? I know oil is involved, but it's never worked. Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Korea, Pakistan, Vietnam, Lebanon. Every time we pull out, these countries cannot defend themselves. And what is obviously worse, the populace goes back to its 2,000-year-old traditions. What did we accomplish? Then he finishes by saying, we were too far under the British thumb back in 1776. We fought back, created a better place, a revolution. Shouldn't we let these countries create their own history? I apologize for being uneducated, but I'm still a patriot. Well, no problem there, Fred. What do you think, Denise?
We're in a very different place today than we were in, history. And that is, do we want control and power of the globe to be by Russia and China? War is often fought over oil, and you can't operate a country without some kind of sources of energy. So we just have to call it what it is. The United States is really necessarily known, along with a few other countries inside NATO, is peacekeepers, if we can possibly be peacekeepers. And a lot of that is done through diplomacy. But we can give up way too much in the diplomatic process. And I mean way too much. And that's what kind of scares me about what Biden would necessarily give up for Putin not to invade Ukraine. So where we are now is that Russia has this pipeline in order to feed oil and natural gas to Europe. If that pipeline doesn't happen, and it wasn't going to until Biden approved it, then what's Europe going to do in order to have oil and natural gas? Well, under Trump, they're buying it from us. But it doesn't seem that the Biden administration is going to do anything to make the United States oil independent or energy independent again. So now that forces Europe and the United States, I might add, to buy oil from Russia.
Yeah.
The United States is buying oil from Russia. And furthermore, it's dirty oil.
Yep.
So this is in OPEC, they're so furious, they're not going to cooperate or bother, you know, with anything when it comes to Biden. So the world's in a bad place, in a very bad place. But I've said it many times. We can count a long list of things that the Kremlin under Putin has done, not only to the United States but other countries, without consequence. And that if for nothing else, there's been a war going on in the Donbass region already, but what they call Russian-backed separatists, I happen to call them Soviet loyalists, that have killed 14,000 Ukrainians. So isn't that an invasion already, as far as I'm concerned? How many times has Russia hacked the United States? Our most recent one comes to mind is the Colonial Pipeline. They're doing that, they're working diligently at doing the same to our satellites. So anyway, I hope that kind of helps. You have to kind of look at the very big picture. I would also argue that from what I can tell, that Putin is in violation of several of the protocols under the Geneva Conference. The Geneva Convention, much less the Minsk 1 and the Minsk 2 agreement.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be finishing the subject when we come back, and then we'll be moving on. And thank you very much for the question, Fred, but Denise will finish that up when we come back because the computer just cut her off, and it's about to cut me off.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we will take it right away, and we will thank you very much for being around and for doing what needs to be done. And we certainly appreciate everybody that's tuning in tonight. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, to get a quote on the car you're driving or the truck you're driving, or to find out where your insurance agent is located and how to get a hold of them. Either way, you can get coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV that can cover all of that. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's or renter's or condo insurance policy with your automobile policy. That's where you will save a bunch of money. So check them out online. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to mention something here, which I have got. It's an article that came from Newsmax. The title is House Dems Retiring Hits a 30-Year High. It also says it's not going to be a good year for Dems. Now, the reporter writes, the spur of Democratic retirements marks the third time since 1978 when either party has seen at least 30 retirements in a single cycle. Now, according to the managing editor of Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball, there are a lot of signs that this is not going to be a good year for Democrats. This person says, despite the retirements, Democrats are still trying to put on their best face, highlighting what they believe will be accomplishments such as the $1 trillion in infrastructure spending and the COVID-19 relief bill that will bring votes to their side of the aisle come November. Now, the quote from Republican Sean Patrick Maloney in New York, head of the Democrats' campaign arm, says that these are real results for the American people and a record that we'll be proud to play against the other side's absence of a plan. Well, absence of a plan, they haven't even let them talk about a plan.
Okay.
So this is a bunch of snowballing again, because all the Republicans have got to do is talk about the pain and the suffering that everybody in this country has had to go through because of what Joe Biden has tried to institute with the likes of Pelosi and Schumer and AOC and company.
Look, they're now calling it Bidenflation.
Bidenflation.
And then there's no end in sight. And then people are really tired of being called racist. Then we have a border issue. Then we have education. And he said that he was going to shut down the virus. And now we're just ignoring it. So, people have long memories of if things affected them personally. And inflation is affecting everybody personally. In any event, he's going to choose a black candidate, female, for the Supreme Court. Well, that's racism right there.
You bet. So
that's discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's gotten bad enough that you have got members of Congress that don't want to be seen with him. They don't want him to, comment on their campaigns, and so forth. So it's consequential, and that's where we are.
Okay, we have a caller in the line. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's going on?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. Yes, I stand to be corrected. I had mentioned this last week in regards to the young lady who was throwing out these orders to lock down and arrest people and lock them up in Canada. But the real name of that who was the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada is Chrystia Freeland, whose grandfather was the propaganda czar of the Adolf Hitler Nazi Party. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Thanks. Yeah, we were aware of that. I think we even mentioned that somewhere along the line last week early on.
Well, I had a tip, Mel. I mean, sometimes we get things wrong. I know I do, and I have to make some certainly corrections, or at least I attempt to, but it's sometimes the way stories are written or they're said. I mean, sometimes even when I read court opinions, it's very hard to even figure out what the opinion really is because of the way that it's characterized. So, meanwhile, we have a big problem with Trudeau in Canada, and I'd be asking our State Department if they're communicating with anybody in Canada, going like, what are you doing? Don't people have free speech? And, this is a peaceful protest kind of thing. But then again, this is a Biden administration and a Biden State Department. So they're getting ready to pretty much do the same thing in the United States with the truckers as they did in Canada. So just
starts
just
next
wait.
Week. Mm-hmm. They're going to be out there by Sambo. Matter of fact, I got the PR here I'm going to talk about here in the next 30 minutes. But they're going to start out there near San Bernardino, California. They're going to follow I-40. They're going to make several stops over a 12-day period. Their timing is such that they'll be just outside D.C., not inside, but just outside D.C. When he gives the State of the Union message. And, oh, by the way, that brings me to the point that they just took the fence that was up, that they took down around the Capitol, and they're putting it back up again.
Yeah, I saw that.
Trying to create the facade that this could be violent, this could be terrible, this could be awful, it could be just like January 6th. I heard all that crap yesterday, and I just wanted to just throw something at somebody.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because these truckers are not violent. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and they're trying everything they can to turn it violent. If it does, it's because you've got counter-protesters in there.
That's right. And by the way, they are allowing people to follow them in their cars if they want to follow them. Now, that might be a mistake from where I'm sitting.
Okay.
Because how do you know the people that are in the cars have anything to do with the truckers and are really sincere in what they want to do? You have to take them at their word, right?
I suppose.
So I would...
Things like this just often don't turn out well.
If it were me and I was running that convoy, it would be trucks only. Period. Just me.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I don't agree with that, but okay.
Okay. Because I don't think you know, because we call them, what we call them is four-wheelers. And you got enough problems, you don't want them to get mixed in there. But that is what it is. All right. And by the way, just a little bit more than 200 of these protesters got arrested in Ottawa, as the police were now pushing new charges against the Freedom Convoy protesters. And I know you saw this, because I saw it and couldn't believe what I was watching. They brought the horses in there, and they stepped on and over the people that were standing there. They just blasted right through and knocked a whole bunch of people down and hurt some folks.
Yep, including one lady in a walker.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, that's Trudeau.
Well, to the people of Canada, I told you this 2 hours ago when I first came on, to the people of Canada, you need to vote these people out of office. I understand Trudeau's coming up for re-election. I don't know when. I haven't checked that, but anybody that's involved in this needs to go.
Okay.
We're going to do it here. We are going to do it here with the clowns that we've had.
So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Going to do it here. All right. So, we know that we've got the truckers' convoy that's going to start up again. The people's, what is it? The people's convoy is going to fire itself up over here around San Bernardino, California. Freedom Convoy, I believe, is what they're calling it. We'll watch and we'll see what happens, but there's 1,000 trucks that are signed up for it right now. They're going to pick them up as they move along. So we'll, Jabi, continue tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
All righty, you take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that she has to offer. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him now.
Austin is referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end on Sunday. The Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor. The U.S. and allied countries are vowing sanctions if Russia goes through with the invasion. The cost of renting a two- or more-bedroom property has gone up 19%. That's according to Realtor.com's look at rates across the 50 largest metro areas between December 2020 and 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website is simply NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu to find out more about them. And we'll tell you where their two campuses are, and we'll tell you how to get a hold of them right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the southwestern corner of Tampa Bay. So you've got the Clearwater campus. Then the second campus is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So here's what you do. You pick the campus that you want to go visit, and you call them up, and I'll give you the number in a minute, and you ask to take the tour of their campus. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 859-2080. Ask to take the tour of their campus, either one, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass. And you'll be able to talk to not only the students, not only an instructor or two, but also the people that handle the finances, the ones that do the student loans. And if you're a veteran, they're the same people that will help you with your educational benefits from the VA. Now, if you're post 9/11, more than likely you haven't used your education benefits yet, so you'll be good to go. If you're pre 9/11, you may not have a full card of benefits because you've used some of them. Now, if that's the case, then they'll just help you out with a student loan, and you get whatever you got left in your VA, and away you go. Now, the website will always be naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go to the website or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, from Politico, the U.S. is sounding new alarms onto Ukraine and is detailing the Russian invasion plan. And by the way, they even showed videos yesterday afternoon of the restaged troops that have moved closer into battle formation, namely the tanks, closer to the border of Ukraine. And it appears imminent that a new Russian invasion of the Ukraine could happen, perhaps within several days. I know people have been saying that now for a couple of weeks, but it's becoming more and more obvious, especially with the other sign, all the shelling that's going on in eastern Ukraine from the Russian separatists and the pro-Ukrainian forces that are there. Now, all signs are pointing towards Moscow, where they might use a false pretext to send in troops amid the alleged shelling in the contested region. Well, it's not alleged. There's been 1,400 shells fired since Friday. That's not alleging at all. And, of course, that's what President Joe Biden and his aides had said. But they're not on page one yet, I don't think, if they don't know what I just said. Now, in a surprise appearance at the United Nations, Secretary of State Antony Blinken laid out the potential theatrical steps American officials expect the Kremlin to take. Now, make no mistake about it. Americans are tired of war. And they certainly don't want one in the Ukraine. And by all indications, the polls that are out there agree with that statement. Now, we understand if Ukraine was a member of NATO, that we would have to defend them because of the treaty we have. But they're not. They're not. So what happens next? I really don't know. But I do know this. The U.S. and the Allies are watching for the Russian attempt to try to justify a Ukrainian invasion. Because while Russia announced massive drills of its nuclear forces, which, by the way, they were practicing with them over the weekend in Belarus and other areas of the region, this could be one of the starkest and obvious pieces of the puzzle that we're seeing. Would they actually use a tactical nuke or two to accomplish their mission? Can't put anything by them. Nothing. But if they did, it would more than likely start World War III. That's a given. Well, U.S. veterans that were busy helping to get people out of Afghanistan have a new mission. It's called trying to get food to the people that need to have it that are starving. Because American veterans who put together the makeshift efforts to evacuate people from Afghanistan last summer are now shouldering a new humanitarian cause, sending food and supplies to Afghans beset by yet another unfolding crisis. Now, the food that was sent by the United States government to Afghanistan wound up in the hands of the Afghan Taliban government. Well, they're not too good of a sharer, because they did not share their food with the civilians that needed it. The military got it, and the civilians got very little, if any, from the reports that we've been getting. So we'll have to watch, and we'll have to see where all of that goes in the next week or two, as they are preparing again to send more food into the area. Now, here's one for you. Could the Supreme Court strike down the military's vaccination mandate? Simple answer, yes. Will they do it? I don't know. But multiple lawsuits are now arguing that the military is blanketly refusing religious exemptions for the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, some of the services granted the exemption, but come to find out, in the case of some Marines and some folks in the Navy, the exemptions they gave were to the people that were actually getting out of the forces. Wonderful, huh? So we'll see what happens. And of course, we've also seen that Russia has not left the border of Ukraine. They've repositioned troops, moved them around from one side to another, and vice versa. But nobody's gone anywhere. Nor did we expect that they would, because that's not what Russia has in their mind. And to coin a phrase, there's lots of oil and natural gas in the eastern Ukraine that's ripe for the picking, as well as that pipeline that comes through there that pipes that stuff over into Europe. And that's what the prize is. If they can get to it, that's what the prize is. Now, we'll know probably more in another couple of days or so. So stay tuned. And nothing would surprise me. This could all go south in the next hour or two. But we'll see. We don't know for sure. Okay. Captain's America Third Watch continues right after these messages. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
While I go by one dream in the sand, I
righty, it's David Lee Roth on this special edition of the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Report. And, of course, that's California Girls, made famous by the Beach Boys. So he did a pretty good job of it there himself. Now, Chris Markowski has the morning off. He'll be back again tomorrow. But in the meantime, I got to tell you about this weather that's out there. And I'll tell you, folks, we have got a big time snowstorm all the way from Montana to the upper peninsula of Michigan to Wisconsin and I-94. You're inundated with a winter storm warning. Parts of I-90 coming out of Montana down to the South Dakota line. You'll have a winter storm warning through there, and then you'll just have a general accumulation of snow coming across I-90 the rest of the way, all the way to Chicago. Now, when I say general accumulation of snow, I'm talking about 3 to 6 inches. But in the other areas, I'm talking about 2 to 3 feet, especially in the mountain passes. So if you're traveling anywhere from Montana east across North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, if you're going out there up over Cabbage, you're going to have snow tonight. You're going to have snow down towards Pendleton. You're going to have snow, Snoqualmie, down through Mount Hood, down I-5, all the way down to Northern California. We've got a winter storm warning for areas west of Denver. So you folks in Denver, if you're going skiing, but you got the day off, be advised you might have to chain to go up over the top because there is a winter storm warning west out of Denver, as well as down below. Everything west of 25 in the higher elevations tonight has a winter storm warning in all the passes in Colorado. Coming up out of Utah, you've got snow accumulations coming up I-15. If you're going to jump on I-80 and you're going to jump over into Wyoming, you're going to be in heavy snow east of Ellenton, going over Elk Mountain for sure, coming into Laramie, and then you should be out of it. But when you get to Nebraska, not to be outdone, you're going to run into ice because they've had an ice storm over there through a lot of Nebraska along I-80. So be careful. Now, down below on I-40, starting with Tennessee, you've got some mixed precipitation there from Memphis all the way to Nashville tonight. There's a little bit of rain, a little bit of sleet, a little bit of freezing rain. No snow to speak of yet. Moving up into Kentucky, you've got areas of freezing rain. You've got areas of ice pellets as well through the central part of Kentucky. And then the southern part of Ohio tonight, there's a mixture of rain and sleet and a little bit of snow. It's cold with a mixed bag of moisture in the northern part of Indiana tonight. And the snow that I told you about last hour that's up in upstate New York, that's right there coming out of Watertown to the east, has now turned into an all-out snow all the way across the Adirondacks, over to Lake George, over to Vermont, over to New Hampshire. So you'll have snow all the way through there. In addition, we have a gale warning from Nova Scotia all the way down to now Cape May, New Jersey. So be advised of that. So the weather, if you don't like it, give it an hour. It'll change. And, oh, one last thing. We have an area of snow coming out of San Bernardino, going up towards Barstow, up over the top. Looks like it's 99, where we do have ice. We have a mixture of snow, freezing rain, sleet, and general ice conditions there. So please be careful. The temperatures are such out there tonight that it's going to stay there. Probably will melt during the daytime. But right now, there's no melting into what I'm seeing. Okay. And one last little thing here. Let's not forget, the truckers are getting ready to have the People's Convoy out there. It's going to start in California. It's going to start in Adelanto Stadium in Southern California, which is over by San Bernardino, I've been told. And the message of the People's Convoy is simple. The last 23 months of the COVID-19 pandemic has been a rough road for all Americans to travel. It's created financial hardships, economical hardships, made a strain on families, blue-collar workers, white-collar workers. So what's going to happen is you're going to meet up and depart on Wednesday, February 28th, at the Adelanto Stadium in California. The first day, they'll drive over to Kingman, Arizona. They'll get up on I-40 and head east. And then they'll leave the next day and leave Kingman headed for Lupton, Arizona, again on I-40. Then the next stop will be Saturday, February 26th, where they will have gone from Lupton, Arizona to Glen Rio, Texas. And then on Sunday, they will have gone from Glen Rio, Texas to Elk City, Oklahoma. On Monday, they'll depart Vinita, Oklahoma, arrive in Sullivan, Missouri for an overnight stay. Then Tuesday, March the 1st, they'll depart Sullivan, Missouri, headed for Indianapolis. They'll leave Indianapolis on the 2nd of March. They'll head for Cambridge, Ohio, to be there on Thursday, March the 3rd. And then on Friday, March the 4th, they'll depart Cambridge, Ohio, to arrive in Hagerstown, Maryland, for an overnight stay. And then Saturday, they will leave Hagerstown, Maryland, to head straight to the D.C. Beltway. Now, the People's Convoy will abide by agreements with local authorities and terminate in the vicinity of the D.C. area, but will not be going into the city of Washington, D.C. proper. To find out more by going to thepeoplesconvoy.com. All right, coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. Weather's going to be pretty neat today, so you should be fine. And I'll be right back with Frank Serrato.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.